Hi there. I want to give you a step-by-step process for creating a podcast. This may not be necessary information for some of you, and there are many, many ways to create podcasts and get them onto our website. But for those of you who would like some guidance, I thought I would use a podcast to kind of walk you through the steps. So you're going to need an audio recording software, such as what I'm using right now is QuickTime Player. And it comes with my Mac, and it's very simple. There are many other audio recording softwares that you can use. Audacity is very popular with lots of people. But you're also going to need a podcast weblog where you can post your podcast and then copy the URL or the address of that podcast onto our website. So there's the three basic steps of creating your audio recording, uploading it to the podcasting weblog, creating a weblog for yourself, and then putting a link to that into our blog. Okay, so I'll walk you through the steps. First of all, if you use QuickTime Player in that particular software, in the toolbar across the top, you hit File, and the drop-down menu gives you an opportunity to click New Audio Recording. Click that, and a small box comes up where you simply hit the red button and start recording. So whatever, you're going to have a little summary of two summaries of two articles and a brief summary of a podcasting tool. So you make your audio recordings, and when you're finished, click off and then go up to File again, and the drop-down menu gives you an opportunity to export. And you'll click Export, and you export it as, and you put in there the name that you want to give your podcast. So could be the name of the article or the name of the podcasting tool. They'll ask you where, and you choose the location on your computer that you want to save it, and then the format, and leave that as audio only. Now you can do an audio visual podcast if you'd like. That would be fantastic, but it's not required for the podcast. And the format that work best generally are M4A or MP3 or MP4. Those are good audio formats. And then click Export, and then go into your podbean.com. Now, Jessica suggested Podbean, and I checked it out, and I thought, hey, this really is a simple, nice little podcasting weblog. So I'd not used it before, but I created a web log for myself, a podcasting blog for myself. So you'll need to log in or sign up there. And then on the home page that you have, you click Publish a Podcast. And at the dashboard or control page, you can click Publish a New Show. And there it'll give you an opportunity to title your show with a tag, meaning a general category of information, so your tech and trend report. The title, that would be your article or your podcasting tool. And under post, you could put the specific links to your information or a little bit of information there. And then below that, you have an opportunity to select from account. And that's where you choose the file that's in your computer of your podcast. Scroll to the bottom of that page, hit publish, and your podcast will be published. I like at that point to view the site and listen to my podcast to make sure that it's good enough. And then copy that URL where your podcast is published. And at that point, you want to go into the instructordiploma.com homepage. On the right-hand side, many of you have already been here. There's the blog, and under that is PIDP 3240, June 25th blog. That's ours. Scroll to the bottom of that. You'll see lots of article summaries very nicely done already. and go to the bottom where it says speak your mind, put in your personal information, name and email, and that's where you're going to paste the link to your podcast right down there. And voila, there you have it. So I hope that's helpful. A little bit of, hard to follow, I suppose, by audio. But anyway, hope it's helpful and you kind of get an experience of podcasting.